Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which being the chapter on the desirability of shaking hands when meeting, having a cheerful countenance, kissing the hand of a pious man, kissing one's child out of compassion, embracing one who arrives from a journey, and the dislike of bowing down. So today's two ahadith, we'll do short ahadith, but they explain this part, that kissing a pious person and embracing one who arrives from a journey, two parts. We did the other parts, but in today's two ahadith, we'll cover this part, the part about kissing a pious person and also meeting someone, embracing someone. When it comes to embracing, what we know is mu'anaqah. One is musafaha, where a person meets with his hands, like shaking of hands, and mu'anaqah is where a person embraces another person. We said that when a person arrives from a journey, that's when you make mu'anaqah. And we also explained that now and again a person makes mu'anaqah, there is no harm. Musafaha is when a person meets generally. He can embrace, today's hadith we'll see, that even if a person is not coming from a journey and he embraces his brother, it's fine, there's no problem there. But the thing that is preferable to do is musafaha and salam. Mu'anaqah from time to time, we don't need to do it all the time. Mu'anaqah is embracing. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قصة قال فيها فدنونا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقبلنا يده رواه أبو داود. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates an incident in which he said that we went close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and kissed his hands. We went close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and kissed his hands. According to the consensus of all the ulama, it is permissible to kiss the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is permissible to kiss the hands of a alim, a pious person, a learned person. And then there are five following permissible forms of kissing. So firstly, it is permissible to kiss the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama explained that there are five permissible forms of kissing, which we will go through now. That kissing the hands of someone, or kissing the hand of a child, etc. As we go through it, we'll see that there are five permissible forms of kissing. These are as follows. Due to the love and affection, for example, a person kissing his children or someone else's children on the cheek. So he kisses his child, or he kisses another child he sees, kisses the child on the cheek. So this is something that is permissible. Due to the honor and mercy, for example, a person kissing his parents on the forehead. These are my parents. He kisses them out of honor, out of mercy for his parents. This is something that is liked. In fact, some families, they got a habit that at night before the child goes to sleep, makes salam to the parents, give the parents a kiss on the forehead, and then the child goes to sleep. These are things that create respect. We are living in a society in a time when everything is teaching disrespect. The way the children talk to the parents, the way they interact with the parents, the way the parents are treated. So we have to inculcate a spirit of love and muhabbat. One is we say the parent is kissing the child. Here the child is kissing the parent on the forehead. Due to lust and desire, for example, a person kissing his wife on her face, on her lips, etc. This is something that is permissible. Number four, due to respect. For example, a Muslim kissing a pious person or an alim on his hand when meeting him. So when meeting an alim or a pious person, kisses him on his hand. Due to compassion, for example, a person kissing his brother or friend on the forehead. But, so here you see, when you meet a pious person, you can kiss him on the hand, you can kiss him on the forehead. Person meeting his brother, meeting a friend of his, out of respect, you can kiss him on the hand, you can kiss him on the forehead. So this is something that is allowed in Islam. Apart from these, ulama explained all other forms of kissing is not permissible. So here, these are certain examples, certain rules, not rules, but there are certain forms of kissing which are allowed in Shariat. These are things we should take cognizance of. One more hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qalad, qadima Zayd ibn Harithata al-Madina, wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi bayti, fa'atahu faqara al-bab, faqama ilayhi nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yajurru thubahu, fa'atanaqahu wa qabbalahu rawahu tirmidhi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived in Medina Sharif when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in my house. Can you imagine the excitement? That he had come to Medina Sharif and now he's coming to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can you imagine the amount of excitement and jubilance that was in his heart and in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we go to Madinah Sharif, that excitement is there. Can you imagine in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, somebody who was close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. So he was close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, known as Hibbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was coming now with enthusiasm and excitement to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi alayhi salam was in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is reporting this hadith that he, when he arrived in Madinah Sharif, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in my house, he came and he knocked at the door. First lesson we learn is a person doesn't just barge into someone's home, even though he may be close to him, he should knock on the door. So he knocked on the door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him dragging his garment and then embraced him and kissed him. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taking his upper garment, still about to put it, was rushing towards meeting him, still dragging that garment to put it on. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to him. He embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith shows us that embracing is permissible when a person returns from a journey, a person is coming from far, he's, as we explained, the person comes, this is the sunnah method now to make mu'anaqah and meet him. However, now and again, when people meet and they make mu'anaqah, there also there is no harm. But this one shows that he kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. This is the beautiful teachings of deen. It creates so much of love, it creates so much of muhabbat. But then also we've shown the limits of what we are supposed to do. May Allah Pak make it easy. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.